Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chagiga Yerushalmi Dav Dalet. And we are on Gimel Amud Beis as we are discussing the Karbanos of Yantif, the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. As we will see, we haven't touched the Shalmei Simcha yet. That's coming up, Be'ed Hashem, on today's daf. So says the Gemara, we just spoke about the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Which would cost more? The Ola or the Shlamim? Do you learn it from Shtei Halechem? Do you learn it from the Nesiim? That's what we just spoke about. And now we continue relating to that issue. So we quote the Tosefta. The Tosefta here compares and contrasts. Compares and contrasts the two Karbanos, the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. So Yesh B'Re'iyah Masha'ein B'Chagiga U'B'Chagiga Masha'ein B'Re'iyah. There's an Adifus of the Olas Re'iyah. There's something more powerful about it than that doesn't apply to Chagiga, and the Chagiga not apply to Re'iyah. So the first difference is the Mahus of the Karban. She'Re'iyah Kula Gavoas. You know, Re'iyah is an Ola. Olas Re'iyah is Kula Gavoa. It's an extreme type of Karban. Kulo Kalil Masha'ein B'Chagiga. Unlike Chagiga, Chagiga is Shlamim, and the Mizbeach gets the Chelev, and the Kohanim get the Chazeh and the Shok, and the Bailim get the rest of the meat. So that's why, in a sense, you might, the Ola is a more intense Karban. Or you might have said, Chagiga has a Milah in that everybody gets a piece. Right? Just exactly the opposite. Like that's why it's called, Shlamim, because it's Shalom, as Rashi quotes on, Allah Torah in Vayikra. But that's what the Gemara says here. Both of them are not lachaper. In Ola and a Shlomo are both not lachaper. It's not like Chatas and an Asha. Ola is mechaper a little bit, right? The Gemara calls it, it says in the first parak of Zvachim, Mikufya, meaning it's mechaper on a Bitalaseis and a Lavanitiklasei, but it's not called a mechaper really by Chazal. So both Ola and Shlomim are within this world. So Ola has something called the school of Gavoa, Mashengim Bechagiga. And Chagiga, the opposite, Chagiga no heges lefnei adibor lachar adibor. Chagiga was no heg even before Har Sinai. Right? This is like the opinion, we had this back in the previous Masechta, the opinion that Bnei Noach were only brought olos, not shlamims. Right? Chagiga no heges lefnei adibor lachar adibor. So shlamim could easy even before. Mashenkim b'ri'ah, unlike Re'iyah, there was something else I was going to say. Let's leave that for now. Chagiga no heges lavnei adibor lachar adibor. Chagiga is knowing before or after. Why? Because we'll see a lashon of in Mitzrayim, as we'll see soon in a minute in the Gemara, that there was a lashon of chagiga used by Bnei Yisrael beforehand. Masha'en kein b'ri'ah. Unlike the Re'iyah, we don't find that they were given olos. Where do we see that? We'll stop the Tosefta for a second just to explain that. Like Chagiga, Zohegas, Lefreya, Dibur. You had a Chagiga, there was no Yantif beforehand. What do you mean you had a Chagiga before Har Sinai? Lashon Chagiga, no Hegas, Lefreya, Dibur. The Lashon, right? Shalach Hazemi, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paro? Shalach Hazemi, via Chuguli Bamidbar. So the Lashon of Chag, it's not Mamishay. A carbon chagigas yantif, but the language is used by the carbonos by the shlamims. Good. Ubesimcha mashe, and now we get to let's stop there for a second. Before that, this was the part of the brisa that was comparing ola and shlamim. Again, the first one ola is kulo kalil, and the second difference is that chagiga we find chagiga by Klal Yisrael. Again, there were other carbonos beforehand, like Yaakov, the Avos, and Adam, and Cain, all gave Karbanos, but they all gave Olos. That's not what the Gemara is referring to here. The Bnei Noach is referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had a Chagiga related to it, V'yachoguli Bamidbar. So it's interesting, because the Gemara here sounds like that if something existed before Har Sinai, it's better, so to speak. It's stronger. Chagiga has something that old Asriya doesn't have. Chagiga was even before the deeper. If you look in the Tosfos, we had a whole Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this topic a couple of years ago. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses how Klal Yisrael, right when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that they came out on the 10th of Nisan, so that first 4 days later was the Seder, that he'd matzah. The man already ran out. The man ran out. Remember, Zion Adar stopped falling and it lasted for another month, until they went in on the 10th of Nisan. So now they came in, so now what are they going to eat? So they have to eat, but there's an Isra of Chadash. Now they come into Eretz Yisrael. there's an issur of chadash. They're not allowed to eat chadash until from the new grain until after the carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Seder is before that. So what do you do about matzah on the first night? That's a question that the Rishon, that the Gemara already deals with. So the Tosfos there deals with this issue. Did they buy from travelers? Or was it a grain of akum? Did the man already last a little bit? Right, it's based on the pasuk. Vayochlu me'avura aris mi'machras ha'pesach mi'masar ha'pesach achol me'ikara lo achol. Alma akriv omer v'hadar achol. They had to bring the omer before they were allowed to eat anything from the new grain. As Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi kedushin. Yerushalmi matche lama lo achlu matzah mechadash. V'yavo asay de'ber of tochlu matzos v'yichalos asay dechadash. Ati dochalos asay. The asay of matzah will be docha the los asay of Israel chadash. So what do you have to go? Don't worry about it. You had to wait till afterwards. They could have used it for matzah. Ati dochalos asay. Tosfos answers umetarets de'ein asay dekodem hadibur. Docha lo saseh da'achar adibur. No, an aseh before the dibur is not going to be docha lo saseh la'achar adibur. So if you look here in the back, in the Shalom Yerushalayim, he quotes from that question, that first day of Tosfos, sounds like before the dibur is worse. It's worse, right? It's not going to be strong enough to aseh docha lo saseh. That's what he says here. Where's the lashon here? V'yalva gav tozus b'kiddushin kasev Yerushalmi the time of doldachim mitzvah chidas mazav v'chulu asi adibur shma minot asi lefnei adibur lo havi ma'al yusa. He says, but look at the mafarshim, the Pnei Yeshua and the others that give a yishuv. What's the yishuv? Right. It's not that tosus is not saying that. It's in the context of asi dochalos asay. An asay lefnei adibur cannot be dochalos asay lachar adibur. That does not mean that an asay lefnei adibur is worse. Is inferior. It could be, in some general sense, you know, more special, like our Gemara says. Specifically over there in the context of Asi Dochalos Asay, you know why it makes a difference? Because once the Torah was given, the whole idea of Asi Dochalos Asay means it's a package. Hashem gave you this Avera, but if he also tells you a mitzvah to do at the same time, so you know it's Asi Dochalos Asay. But if the Asay is beforehand, before the Los Asay even existed, so then who says that once the los asay comes into existence, the asay is dochet? If it's given as a package, these are the rules altogether, then you know this is an exception to the rule, because the asay was given with the los asay. But if it's asay lefnei adibur, that's not saying that it's better or worse. It's just saying that you can't apply the principle of asay docha los asay by an asay lefnei adibur and a los asay la'achar hadibur. Okay, this is a lot more relating to lefnei hadibur, learning halacha from lefnei adibur. Remember the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara. Now getting back to the Tosefta. The Tosefta, again, as we said, is comparing the three karbanos of Yontif. So far we did the first two. We compared Re'ia and Shalmei Chagiga. So now we're going to compare those two with the third one, which we haven't touched on yet in this Pesachta. Remember the third one, Shalmei Simcha. The karbanos that are brought based on v'samachta b'chagecha, right? And that is a chiyuv only. It's not really a chiyuv, right? It's only if you need meat. If you have a very small family and your shalmei chagiga covers your meals, you don't have to bring a shalmei simcha, right? Those are only to give you extra simcha. But if you don't need it, you don't need it. So says the Gemara, ubesimcha. So now this is continuing that tosefta. Ubesimcha mashein kein b'shnehem. The third category, the shalmei simcha, has something that the first two don't have. The Olas Ri and the Shalmei Chagiga don't have. Sha Simcha Noheges, Bein Bedavar Shu Mishalo, Bein Bedavar Shu Mishal Acherim. If I go to your house for lunch, your apartment for lunch on Yontif afternoon, I could partake of your food and I could be Yotif as Machta B'Chagecha. Doesn't have to be mine. Right? Even yours. I have to bring my own karbanos for the first two though. Olas Ri and Shalmei Chagiga, that has to be my own. I have to bring my own karbanos. Shalmei Simcha, no, it's the result, so to speak. It's not about the maisa hava'ah. Meaning if you have plenty of food and you invite me over, I'm Yosef, it's hamachta b'chagecha. Right, I don't have to bring my own carbon. Right, it says simcha noheges, bein bedavar shu mishalo, bein bedavar shu mishal acherim, right, even other people's, and also, bein bedavar shedarko lachain, bein bedavar shein tarko lachain. What does that mean? Whether it's something, what's the derech? Derech lachain here means chulin. Right, there's a principle, which will come up again later also, that you can't double dip in halacha. If you have a chiyuv to A, you can't use it for chiyuv B. So, for example, kol davar shebechova eino ba elam achulin. That's what it's called. Like, let's say if I have a chiyuv, they talk about it by the Meister Ksaf in Sugya.
You know, anything that you have a chiyuv to give, you can't count that as ma'aser k'safim. Because ma'aser k'safim is beyond, is extra, right? If I have a chiyuv, then, so ma'aser shein, you could use ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema, that's a chiyuv. I have to give ma'aser behema. Or bechor. Could I use that? Those could be shlomim. So could I use that for my shalmei chagiga? No. Kol darav shebechova, because the first two karbanos are chova. Olas riyah shalmei chagiga are chova. Kol darav shebechova, eino bo elam anachulin. It has to come from unconsecrated animals. But the third one, shalmei simcha, it's allowed to come. Let's say I was makdash an animal, and I didn't decide what I was, I said, I'm going to give this to the base of mikdash. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to use it for. So am I allowed to use that for shalmei simcha? Yes. You can. Can I use even bechor? Meiser behema? Yes. That's the chilek here. So when it comes to shalmei simcha, the third category, bein bedarash darko lachein, you can use chulin, bein bedarash ein darko lachein. Right? It's something that was previously hektish. The elu, but the first two categories, ein anogin ela mishalo, it's only, it has to be your karban, ubevan midarash darko lachein, and only something that is a chulin. So those are the differences. Again, the first part of the Tosefta was comparing category one, category two. Olas re'iya shalmei chagiga. And the last line, this was comparing the first two compared to the three. The first two are chovos. The third one is not. And that means there are two differences between them. Do I have to have my own, number one? Or can I be yosi with yours? And number two, can I bring something that's already previously hektish? Right? Dover shebechova inabalim and achulin applies to one and two, not to three. Okay, so now the Gemara says, two questions. I have another difference. I have another difference between category one and two versus three. Rebbe Yossi boy, v'lamalin anan amrin, why didn't they say this difference? Kol shu chayv, we assume that the Tosefta was given an exhaustive list of differences. So it only gave two. Here's a third difference between the first two categories. Kol v'lamal le anan amrin, why didn't it say kol shu chayv b'ri'iyah chayv b'simcha? Everyone who is chayv in category one and two, or one, right? Anyone who's chayv in category one, it could be chayiv in the later categories as well. The Yeshu chayiv b'simcha v'nachayiv b'riyah. But there's somebody that could be chayiv in category three, but not chayiv in category one or two. Was at least one. The Gemara says, who's that? Women. Nashim chayavos b'simcha v'nachayiv b'riyah. Women are chayiv in category three. V'samachta b'chagecha. It's a beferish pasuk. V'samachta b'chagecha. Ata uvincho v'itacha v'atuch v'amasecha v'alevi v'agersha v'ayasu v'amana. Everybody. The whole family. The whole family has Simchas Yantif. We have Simchas Yantif for everybody. So women was the first Mishnah. We had Hakol Chayim B'riyah Chutz, women not. Women are excluded. We had a Pasuk, women are called Zechurcha. It also might be a Zvan Grama. But women are Pturos. So why didn't have that difference between category 1 and 2 versus category 3? Right? Women are obligated in Simcha, they're not obligated in Riyah. No answer to that question. But just to note, that is a huge topic. We could have a whole shiur on the women's simcha in Simchas Yantif. The Gemara seems to include it, or it seems to include women, because what's the issue? The issue is Zman Grama. It's a Zman Grama. Women are pater from Lulav and Sukkah, and they're only chayiv in Matzah because of the Hekesh to Chametz. So Simchas Yantif, should they be obligated? So the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah Davav seems to say yes, but the question is, what does yes mean? Usually yes means yes. So what does yes mean? It's a machlokas, Rambam Raivin. And machlokas and all the Rishonim. What's the machlokas? The Rambam says, first halach in Ilchas Chagiga, right after the Rambam lists off the three categories. The Rambam says, we read this Rambam, I think, in the Hakdama. The Rambam says, Re'iya is the carbon ola. Right, remember we spoke about there, whether it's a lav sheyesh ba maisa, rainbow maisa, to go into the base of English without a carbon. Is that a lav sheyesh ba maisa, rainbow maisa? The Rambam calls it a lav she loasa maisa. Then you have the Chagiga. And then the Rambam quotes the third one, Hasimcha. Oh, let's start it right for the first two. The Rambam says, V'shtei mitzvahs elu shein re'iya v'achagiga ein nashim chayavos behen. The first two mitzvahs, the first two categories of karbanos, women are not obligated in. Hasimcha ha'amura b'regalim, the third category, v'ushe yakrish shlamim yeser al shalmei chagiga v'elu hei nikran shalmei simcha sh'demar v'zvachtel shlamim v'achalto sham v'zvachtel v'nishim okecha v'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. Rambam's clear. Rambam says women are obligated in this mitzvah. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, lo bekarban, ela besimcha shemisameach imbaila, sheta'ale imo, v'hu yisamachota. The Ravid seems to say it's the husband's chiyuv to make his wife happy. It's not her chiyuv per se. The husband's chiyuv. I mean, mashal, like we said a couple of days ago, right? The ketanim are even included here. It's the father's chiyuv to bring up the children.
Bring up the children that are old enough. So this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The machlokas of the Mefarshim wonder who is the Rambam paskening like. It sounds like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to say the Ravid is right. So that's a big discussion. If you look in the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Tshuva Simen Samachvav. You know, we call the Shagas Aryeh Tshuvas, but it's not really Tshuvas, right? The Tshuvas are usually, you have a question, a halachic question, and you give an answer. So Shagas Aryeh wrote a lumdish sefer in the structure of Shailas v'Tshuvas, right? Is there Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? That's one of his Shailas. Then he has 20 pages on that. So this one in Simen Samachvav, Chiyiv Nashim b'mitzvah Simcha b'yantif. That's what he talks about. Chiyiv Nashim. So, do women have the chiyuv? So his tshuvas are, you know, lumdish ma'amarim. And he quotes Raya's back and forth, but again, this, everybody starts off with this machlokas, Rambam Raivin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So that's one difference that the Gemara says, why isn't this difference mentioned between category 1 and 2 versus category 3? Women. No answer given to that question. But now we ask another difference. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, v'samachta filu mimakolin. V'samachta, again, category 3, v'samachta b'chgecha, even stam meat. Go to the marketplace, buy meat in the butcher, make yourself some yantif. And the first two have to be karbanas. The third one doesn't have to be a karban. V'samachta b'chgecha? Oh, it might have to be, according to this Gemara, it sounds like it has to be meat. Could it be anything less than meat? The Rambam says yes. The Rambam we read, the Rambam says, jewelry for the women and sweets for the kids, right? And busser of a yayin for the men if they enjoy it. So that's the Rambam. Other Rishonim say that no, only busser shlamim is daraisa, but this Gemara sounds like even non-busser shlamim, even stam meat, is going to be daraisa. So why isn't that listed? So the Gemara answers, because it's not true. Amar Balazar, no. Namar Khan Simcha, it says Simcha by Yantiv. And Namar Lahalan Simcha, that's Simcha also by Har Eval. Right, the Pasuk says the end of Dvarim. V'zavachta shlamim v'yachalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem alakacha. So there, ma Simcha, amur lahalan shlamim, just like over there by Har Eval, it's talking about a shlamim. That's the Simcha. Avkan shlamim. So the Gemara says maybe that last line is rejected. Meaning, and that's why it could be, that's why Tosfos holds in more than one place that Simchas Yantav Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan. Because Simchas Yantav Midaraisa is only with a carbon shlamin. Ain Simcha El Babasar, and Simcha El Bayayin Bisar Kudshim. The Rambam, as we mentioned, does not hold that way. The Rambam says Simchas Yantav, if you have a Beis HaMikdash, then it can be the carbon shlamin. But if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's any way, anything that makes you happy. Anything that makes you happy. The post can talk about what if you don't like meat, what chicken, what about fish. What about non-food items? Parts of Simchas Yantif. That's what the Rambam talks about. Rav Chuna, achal pasha kol shiva. Rav Chuna ate a little bit, pasha to kol shiva. What does that mean? He's saying maybe another difference. There's no minimum shear for Simchas Yantif. Ate a little bit. The first two we just saw in the Mishnah. It's either ma or shte ma, right? But maybe this line is saying that there is no minimum shear for Simchas Yantif. That's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. To lechagiga nasnu chachamim shir, aval lesimcha lekashir, ela kol shiva achal shave pashut echot shu matbeek tana, uyitzorch shiocha lesova. Okay. So now, back to the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? By Shema Beisil Machlokas. How much does the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Ri have to cost? They each agree. One or two, but which is which? Beishamai says the Olas two, Beisil says the Shlamim's two. Where do you get those numbers from? Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan? Machlokas. Amar of Yochanan. Ma'akez of Sheikh Hasid Torah. It's a din d'araisa. As we're going to see, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. All shiurin, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say. Shiurin, all the shiurim that we have. Ten tvachim, kezayis. So here too, one, the fact that the karbanos have to be at least one or two, for Torah. Tana Rabbi Yossi, kum Rabbi Yochanan, re'iya kol shehi. One second. There's a brisa that was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Really, midaraisa ri'ya kolshi. Any tiny amount. Your olas ri'ya could be a tiny, tiny animal. Chachamim sh'amru mal kesef she kesef. It's the rabbis that added on that has to be a minimum. One or two kesef. So Rabbi Yochanan hears this brisa said to him. He says, Amar le, v'yesh kainzu. What? Do you ever have something like this? The Torah doesn't give a shear and the rabbis give a shear. Do you ever have anything like that? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. I think the shear is daraisa. So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says back to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. There's plenty of examples. The chol shear lo chachamim heicha nasnu. Every shear in the book, the chachamim gave that shear. No, kezayis ben ames, kezayis ben anavela, ukadash ben asheres, the lentil size of a dead sheretz.
right? You have plenty of shear of the rabbis gave. So what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Why did Rabbi Yochanan get so upset when he heard this brisa that says, Nida Raisa, there's no shear? So the Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't arguing on other shiurim, meaning most of the time the Torah doesn't say a word about how much matzah do you have to eat. The Torah doesn't say anything. So the Chachamim say kazayis, right? They say kazayis. That's what the Torah means. How much iser of pig and nevela? The Chachamim says. So Rabbi Yochanan's not bothered by that. That the Chachamim figure out what the Torah what meant. The problem was this context. V'lo asa mishol ela kai. The Tani Rav Hoshea, because Rav Hoshea, Tani Rav Hoshea, lo yero fanai reikam afelu kol shehu. The Rav Hoshea darshins, right? Hashem says, don't appear empty-handed in my Beis HaMikdash, even meaning as long as you bring a little bit, something tiny, you're not empty-handed. Chachamim she'amru ma kesef v'shei kesef. And the rabbi said, no, you have to bring a minimum. That's the one that Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by. Because what does the Torah say? Below Yero Fanai Reikam. It's as if the Torah is saying any little bit is going to be above Reikam. Rabbi Yochanan is not upset about the other Shiurim. He's upset about this one. How could you say that it came from the Rabbanan? The Torah says any amount. The Rabbanan said no. V'kasha min du samach l'advar Torah. Hu amar chacham heim sha'amru ma kesef v'shtei kesef. So this is the one that bothered him. Not in general. Good. Again, Shiurim in general we have sometimes that the Rabbanan, again, let's say against Rabbi Yochanan, right? The Torah says, how much Shuma do you have to give? Kedei Nesina, right? Kedei Nesina, I'm a Shuma. There's no Shir Mida Raisa, right? What does Shmuel say? Chita Achas Poteres Zakri. So Pasha Pshad, that means any tiny amount. There is the Chiddush. Remember the Noda Behuda said the Chiddush. He says, nobody's ever said this in the history of the world, what I'm about to say. Even if you're the Noda Behuda, you can't say things like that. Because maybe after your time, they'll find another Rishon who says exactly what you said. And that's what happened. He didn't have a Tosfos written on Kiddushin. The Tosfos written on Kiddushin says exactly what he said. And that is, look, Medayik in the Gemara, Truma, even Midaraisa, you have to give a certain amount. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. What? Gemara says, Chita Akas Poteres Hasakri. That means one little bit makes your grain not Tevel anymore. But you didn't do the mitzvah of giving. Kedei Nesina. It's titein lo. You have to give something of chashivus. Right? It's not, you can't just give, one barley grain. Right? That's a giving. That's a giving. So there are, other times. But again, Rabbi Yochanan here was upset because the Torah's mashmaus of alo yerafanai reka means any tiny amount is going to suffice. So he can't believe that the Rabbanan would have added. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan holds. It must have been halacha moshe b'sinai. That's it was added. Fine. So we have a machlokas of Yochanan and Rav Hoshea, whether these shiurim are daraisa or darabanan. Rav Yochanan says daraisa, Rav Hoshea says darabanan. Amar Rav Yossi bar Bun. Rav Yochanan gedai, Rav Hoshea gedai, they're lishitaso. Rav Yochanan gedai, Rav Yochanan is lishitaso. Could Rav Yochanan do amar, call hashir malach moshe b'sinai? So there it is. He says all shiur malach moshe b'sinai, havi du amar ma kesef v'shtei kesef dar Torah. That's what he says. It's daraisa. Rav Hoshea gedai, Rav Hoshea is also, according to his reasoning, Rav Hoshea is lishitaso, that it's a shiur darabanan. Why? Rav Hoshea kedaite, Rav Hoshea du amar, ha'ochel iser bizman hazeh. Rav Hoshea once said, if somebody does an aver bizman hazeh, let's say he ate not kosher bizman hazeh, and he wants to remember the avera so that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt in his day, he'll remember to bring the carbon that he owes. So, says Rav Hoshea, ha'ochel iser bizman hazeh, tzorach lishnos lefanav es ha-shiurin, write exactly in your notebook, write down exactly how much you ate. Why? Shema yamod bezden acher v'yishana alav es ha-shiurin. Because maybe in a generation from now, not a generation, maybe in 10 years from now, the base via base make, there will be a new bezden, they'll change the rules. So what you ate, you think is the shear, a later bezden will make the shear bigger. So you won't be chayv a karbon. So make sure you write down. But what do you see from that sheet of Arosia? That is the Rabbanan making the shiurim. V'yehiyodeya meiza shirachal. So you'll know which shiur you ate. Havidu amar ri'ya kalshi. It must be that mida raisa, it's any amount. Chacham meim sha'amru ma kesef v'shei kesef. Because you see the Rabbanan are the ones that are creating the shiurim. So one of the mafarshim in the back also wonders, the Rambam writes, we mention this Rambam often, there is never a machlokas about a halacha moshe misinai. Right? There's never. Right? So the Chavos Yar has a whole tshuva going through. There are 25 machlokos. And he has to share to figure out exactly, you know, what the Rambam does with us. So half of those are saved because the Gemara does not use the lashon of halacha moshe misinai. Sometimes the Gemara says Gemara gemirila, which Rashi and Tosfos often say halacha moshe misinai. But the Rambam might not hold that. That's what the Nitziv says. Gemara Gemira law might just mean a Mesorah, but not Alach Moshe B'Sinai. But there are those. Like here, right here, is a Machlokes. Is it Alach Moshe B'Sinai? Is it Durabanan? So the Sefer Tzion Yerushalayim points out that the Chavos Yor didn't catch this one. He didn't mention this one, the Yerushalmi in Chagiga. Okay. Amrin, Chazer B'Rabbi Yochanan ben Adah. Some people said that Rabbi Yochanan was Chozer Bo. He retracted because Rabbi Oshia was his Rebbe. So some say he was Chozer Bo. But Rabbi Yonah son, Tren Amrin, lo Chazer Bo. No, he wasn't Chozer Bo. He wasn't Chozer Bo. Vo ben Adah, I'll show you. I'll show you also from this. He wasn't Chozer Bo. Damar Rabbi La, B'Shem Rabbi Mi, Ispagan Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Machok as Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back to our case. So what do we say? Let's say Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, how much does the Chagiga have to be worth? 2 ma'a. Could I bring 2 animals each worth 1 ma'a for my Shalmei Chagiga, or do I have to bring 1 animal? Machlokas. Chizki Amar Adam Cholei Chovas L'Shtei Behemos. Chizki says, you can split it into 2. You can bring 2 animals for your Shalmei Chagiga package. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Ein Adam Cholei Chovas L'Shtei Behemos. 1 animal, El Tzorach Shetei B'Yadu Shtei Kesa L'Kol Achas V'Achas. Everyone has to bring 2. Meaning, if you choose to bring a 2nd animal, they both got to be worth 2. Right? That's the Mesorah. But the Shalmei Chagiga has to be worth 2. That's Machlokas number 1. Now, Machlokas number 2. What if you want to use some Meister Shani money to buy your, Shalmei Chagiga? So what did we say before? No. Right? What did we say? Category 1 and 2, Kol Davar Shebechova, Eino Ba Elam Anachulin. Category 3, the Shalmei Simcha, you can use Meister Shani money. But you can't use Meister Shani money. But as we'll see later on, and the Gemara says it here, we had this once before, way back in an earlier Masechta. You could use your Meister Shani money in a secondary way. What does that mean? It's a machlokas. Let's see. Rishimen lakas shem chizkiya, adam tofel behemos la behema, then adam tofel ma'os la ma'a. Let's say you have a perfect carbon chagiga. Perfect! It came from chulin money. You just want to add on another animal. Could you do that with Meister Shani money? Yeah, sure. Because you had your minimum, so you can add another animal. What you can't do is buy your first animal with Meister Shani money. Even if it's worth more than 2 ma. Your first animal has to be exclusive from Chulin. But your 2nd animal could be all from Meister Shani. That's Reish Lakish Shita, Shem Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Adam Tofel, the opposite. Adam Tofel Mo's Lama, Vin Adam Tofel Behemos Lamahema. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to, let's say you have a 2 ma animal, you want to make it 5 ma. You want to add on, you want to make your chagiga fatter, bigger animal. Could you supplement some Meister Shani money for your main animal? Yes. What you can't do, says Rabbi Yochanan, is to have a 2nd animal exclusively for Meister Shani money. That's the machloka. So it's flipped. Is it better to, or worse, whatever, to add to the main animal or the extra one? Do you need an exclusive chulin animal, or are you not allowed to have an exclusive Meister Shani animal? So hey chavida, the carbonator takes that out, but the question is basically, so what's the where do you see a nafkamina? So hey lefan of eser behemos, if somebody has 10 animals, somebody was makdish 10 animals for his carbon chagiga. Hikrif chamesh biyantav rishon ba moser on shiyut chlesi yantav achron. Let's say I brought 10 animals to the base of English on day 1. So the only got, it's a busy day. They were macro 5, so I got 5 left. So I could give those 5 any day of Yantif, any Chalamoid, right? It's all, there's Tashlumin, it's all part of my Chagiga. Could I give it the last day of Yantif? Last day of Yantif, it's not Chalamoid. Right? So a carbon Chagiga, Mamish. So a carbon Chagiga, you could give even on Yantif. So are these extra ones called Chagigas? Right? Are the extra ones called Chagigas? So Machlokas. Rabbi Crispoi, Amar is Palgon, Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Lakish, Chad Amar Docha, Vacharan Amar Eino Docha. Right, Machlokas. What's the Machlokas about? V'lo Yadin, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, which we just had a Machlokas. V'lo Yadin, Man Amar Do. Well, who says what? So, Rabbi Zeira says, it's connected to the Machlokas that we were just talking about. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Nefarish Mileon Durabanan, Mimi Leon. Let's explain their words based on the other Machlokas they have. Rabbi Yochanan, Du Amar Adam. Right, so what did Rabbi Yochanan just say in the 5 lines ago? Adam tofel mos lama, in Adam tofel behemos la behema. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That you're not allowed to have a exclusive Meister Shani animal. Right, but you're allowed to use some Meister Shani money to fatten up your main Chagiga. But what does that mean? Why does he care so much that you don't have a secondary pure Meister Shani animal? It must be that he considers all of these Chagigas. That's why you can't buy an animal, any extra ones, with Maaser Sheni money. If he considers all them chagigas, who do Amar Docha. That's why he would say, if you have five left over on day one, you could even do it on the last day. Because it's all called chagiga. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What Reish Lakish say? Do Amar Adam Tova Behemos Lameima, Ein Adam Tova Moslema. Remember what Reish Lakish said? The opposite. He said, your first chagiga animal has to be pure. Exclusive. You cannot use extra Maaser Sheni money to fatten it up. You could buy other animals with Maaser Sheni money. What do you see from Reish Lakish? The first animal is different. The first animal is separate rules. He would say, the extra animals for your chagiga, you cannot be makriv them on the last day of Yontif. Because if they're not called chagigas, they're not called chagigas. Ah, so that's the machlokas, Rebbe Reish Lakish, and Lishitasam. Last line. Shimon bar Ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just adds on another element where he says, "La'olam u'mosef aholich v'doches yantif." What if somebody's in the base of Migdash? He's like, you know what? I want to bring this as a chagiga. You know what? Let's bring another one for the chagiga. I'm feeling generous. Let's bring another one for the chagiga. And he keeps doing that. You could be makriv any. It's yantif. You can still be makriv them. What if he says then, you know what? I'm done. And then there are some left. He's like, maybe, no. That's done. So you could be mosif aholich v'doches yantif ad sheyomar od ein bedati lahosif, until he says I'm done. Even if look, see the carbon eida, right? Ein bedati lahosif la'grivan hayom avi sheshos od hayom. Even if there's more time today, if he says that, he's done, right? He's done. He can't bring any more. See the Reb Chaim Kanevsky also la'olam mosif aholich v'doches yantif achron. Like Reb Yochanan said before, doche, you can bring as many animals as you want that day. As long as Ushalo Haya Sibik Biodalakriv Kulam Biyantav Rishon, Avalam Amar, Biyantav Rishon. If he says, Anyantav Rishon, you know, he wants to bring more, he can, until he says, I don't want to bring any more. And then those aren't Docha. Okay, let's stop here, Hashem, by the Halacha Gimel. We'll pick up next time. Sure.